Now, your seriously addictive breakfast continues with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
Yes, indeed, and the time has come. We're celebrating 20 years of Naked Camera, 20 years since the first broadcast of Naked Camera, and we're going to celebrate it in the company of this man.
Walking around in my favourite town, waving at the people that I meet. How you doing? I see a girl, she rocks my world. She's the type of cow that knocks you off your feet. I'm so extraordinarily happy on such an ordinary day. Yes, I am. The sun has got his groove on, and it's coming out to play. Now listen to me, I'll take you out to dinner and stuff your big fat face. We can drink some Beaujolais. Now I prefer red myself, but I'm so extraordinarily happy on such an ordinary day. Shut up, Bill, everything's grand. Got my paper in my hand, I'm whistling to the tune that's in my head. Or something. Head over heels, everything feels like spaghetti bolognese and garlic bread. Oh, I'm so extraordinarily goddamn happy on such an ordinary day. The air is cool and refreshing. It's bloody freezing, and like a glass of Chardonnay. I prefer red wine, though. I was talking to a bloke, and he said life is just a goddamn journey. Well, he's wrong, because to me it's one big goddamn holiday. That's what it's supposed to be about, because I'm so extraordinarily goddamn happy on my life. And especially on such an ordinary day. Still cold, though, I'm telling you something. And then if people don't listen to me about being happy in the best city in the world, then they don't know what they're talking about. We're not talking about Cork City or Galway City or some of those weird cities past the border where the people walk around with guns. We're talking about Ireland's capital city, the Free State of Dublin, Dublin Town, where the dogs live and where the blue and do the poo, where the poo needs to be doing. I'm so extraordinarily happy, I'm telling you, on such an ordinary day. A ship of gold is in the harbour. Let's sail to San Francisco Bay. But not really, or take a ride in a spaceship. Now, there's no such thing as a spaceship, but we'll fly around the Milky Way. Stay with me, I know it's just chocolate, but I'm so extraordinarily happy. Such an ordinary day. Let me hear you sing on a such an ordinary day. I'm excited. Sometimes I get so excited I don't know what's going on, and I get a bit of a pain in the brain. When I get a pain in the brain, I feel a little bit insane. But don't worry about it, lady, I'm happy to see you, and it doesn't have to do anything that means anything else other than that. So let's just get happy. Let's get happy, lady. Let's get in the news. And I can't take my underpants off, though, because I'm a bit of an issue at the moment. Drinking wine all the time. Happy. Yeah, gotta go home by 11.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. Yes, indeed, ordinary day from the one and only Jake Stevens. Good morning to you.
What a song. What a song.
Good morning to you. Incredible.
Cockles. It warms the cockles in your heart.
It certainly does.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Derek McCabe, or whatever his name is. Nice to be here with
Jim,
you.
Jim, thanks. So, look, I mean, 20 years since the original... I mean...
20 years.
How does it feel? It's 20 years since you've been launched as a star.
Unbelievable.
And a hero of the nation.
Unbelievable. I made a few quid and I sat down and found this thing called the internet. All of a sudden, 20 years goes by. I haven't done anything with my life. It's been marvellous.
Really?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. But I'm working on new ideas. I've always got something new on the pipeline, as you know yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's still stuff, you're kind of still active in the world, I suppose.
Oh, of course I am.
I haven't seen you I haven't seen a lot of kind of, you know.
I'm actually
kind of keeping it on the down low.
Not at all. I'm actually looking for investors for a new plan that I have. Ask JK. So basically, if you have any question in the world, I can get you an answer. You just write it down, post it to me, and then I'll use the internet to get you the answer, and then I'll post it back to you.
Wow.
It's literally just the price of a stamp and a fiver. In cash, and I can sort it out for you. Absolutely no problem. Fiver in the envelope, sending you back the answer.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Ask Jakey.
Yeah, well, speaking of Ask Jakey,
you don't even have to pay for Wi-Fi or nothing. I can use the internet for you. So investors, I'm looking for investors.
I do. Anyway,
look, at 30 euros, no less.
There's been a few questions to ask Jakey. For example, there's this one. And I'm not sure who it was that sent this one in, but just have a listen to this one, okay?
Please ask Jake where he's been all these years. And is he still wearing just the one suit?
What really? Do you mean to be just wearing the one suit? Of course I'm just wearing the one suit. Why would anybody have two suits? I went to Louis Copeland, he says, I'll give you a suit. I was there. Does it have an elastic waist? He said, no. I says, well, then you're an idiot. You don't even know what you're talking about. Every suit should have an elastic waist. It's one size fits me. I've been 22 different sizes in 20 years, and it's never let me down once.
Incredible.
But Louis, so there you go.
Wow.
Mind you, if Louis Copeland wants to make me a suit with an elastic waist, I'll see you soon.
Excellent.
And I'll just leave a donation in for the business plan.
Right. Maybe Louis could potentially be an investor.
Thank you. Of course you can.
Mm.
Yeah, Louis Walsh and whatever his name is that does the suits. Louis Walsh. I'll see you soon.
Louis Walsh. Famous tailor Louis Walsh.
Famous tailor Louis Walsh.
That's true. Right. Listen, look, there's a few more to get through. I hope you don't mind.
No problem. Keep them coming there.
Okay.
I'm ready for you.
This, again, not sure who wants to know this, but nonetheless, have a listen.
Jake, when is Naked Camera Part 2 coming? I think 20 years on now, we'd love to see what Jake Stevens is up to.
That's not a bad... Naked Camera Part 2.
Let me be honest with you. I didn't even know there was going to be a Naked Camera Part 1. I was just going about my business, and then I got told there was people following me around the place.
Yeah.
I hadn't a clue. I tried to take them to courts, and then they just said, no, don't worry about it. Yeah. The one thing you want more than be in jail is to be on TV, and they were right.
Wow.
So
it was kind of
know.
Like they just sprung this documentary on you.
And I don't want to be rude or anything, but Naked Camera Part 2 came out in 2006, and Naked Camera Part 3 came out in 2007.
Right.
So maybe somebody should be paying attention to the TV.
Okay, good stuff.
So you're looking for Naked Camera Part 4, which is probably, which I guess this is as close as we're getting now.
Yeah.
I presume someone's filming, because I can't see the cameras here either.
You know, absolutely, yeah, no, they're definitely, for security reasons more so, but they certainly are here. There is the other thing I should mention is that I know that in the course of that 20 years, you did travel a bit. Like, I know, for example, you went to the States.
Yeah, I went. I met some of the biggest celebrities in America.
That's true.
Some of the biggest celebrities, and I have to say, they say don't meet your heroes, but they literally have not stopped talking about me since.
Right.
So fair play to them.
Wow.
They've all kept in touch. They're always saying, are you coming back again? Please give me a good warning. I always say, don't worry about it. You've had your fun. That's all you're getting.
Wow.
Yeah, but they haven't stopped talking.
You still get contact from Lou Ferrigno and from
the incredible soul.
The guy that was in Chips.
Yes, I do. Yeah, whatever his name is. Larry Poncherelli or something his name was. And he was a great fella.
Wow.
Yeah. Great fella, Larry Poncherelli.
So no chance you got... I mean, the States would be a very different place now than the time you visited.
Too right.
I mean, like, are you a Trump fan? Are you a Trumpian?
No, I don't even know what this has gone on about. What is this Trump going on about thing? I don't know anything about
I thought maybe, you know, he's the current president over there.
Well, I don't... We'll have to agree to disagree on that, because there seems to be a lot of debate. All I'm told is there's two big sides. And you know me, I don't take sides. Well, unless we're talking about dinner, in which case I always take an extra side.
Right.
And it's normally chips.
So, right, of course. Right, so I suppose, to be fair to you, you were never particularly political, really, were you?
No need to be political when you know what you're talking about.
When I already
know what's right, why am I going to support somebody else?
Wise words. Well,
I'd like to be the president myself someday. That would be a nice idea.
Interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that now, because we did get this question in, right?
Morning, Jake and Jim. Would Jake be voting for Conor McGregor to be president of Ireland?
Wow.
I don't know nothing about Conor McGregor, but I do tell this much. He's got a back like a prawn and he needs to cheer up. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine told me that he has a back like a prawn and maybe he should wear a bra or something like that. I can't remember what the circumstances
were. Incredible.
I might be getting my wires crossed here, but I'm not sure.
To be fair, I suppose that answers the question. I mean, obviously, if you fancy the idea of running for president yourself, you'd hardly support another candidate.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you go about voting. I hear you have to get 3 county councils to call to your door or something. You have to sign up to a certain amount of bin charges or something. I'm working on it.
Right.
I'm getting there. If someone wants to send me in the chat, Jake, I'll figure that one out as well.
Excellent.
Jake for president. But I want to be the president of Ireland. I just want to be the president of North Dublin for a little while and then work up from there. You can't take it all on
okay.
at once.
Okay, so not even like Lord Mayor of all of Dublin, just no, president of North
president
Dublin.
President of North Dublin. That's right. My ambition in life.
Okay.
Think it'd be great.
You do set the bar quite high, to be fair to you.
Well, why would you want to be the president of anywhere else?
No, it's a very good point.
And then I'll take over all of Dublin. Yeah. And then outside of that, you know yourself, Jim. It's just the oddballs. People walking around, they don't even wear shoes outside the M50. I don't know if you've been aware. You've probably never been outside the M50.
Well, I actually live outside of the M50.
Well, that explains the hair on your back. I was warned about that.
Right.
I didn't want to bring it up, but maybe somebody should bring in a big razor and shave this culture, man. I came in here with a bit of style. I wanted to bring the tone up here today.
Right.
I didn't
well, you're doing. Can you stay?
I thought it was a smell of onions. Now I'm just realising it's your aftershave.
Ready and over with PJ and Jim. It is Morning Glory with the ShowMyCars.ie, the low cost car insurance specialist, and we are in the company of the one and only Jake Stevens, celebrating 20 years since the broadcast of Naked Camera.
There's a better version of that song, just so you know.
Well, I was just going to ask
that. The one I did myself back in the day, back in Finland.
Well, we played that because, of course, you famously made that song. Properly famous when you took it to the Karaoke World Championship.
Yeah, long before the Rolling Stones ever did.
Yes, exactly. Dire Straits.
Long before.
Look, the thing is, we actually had a question in relation to your trip to the Karaoke World Championships.
What is it?
Oh, for some reason there. Now, hang on a second. Wait, just sorry about this. I know it's not something you're familiar with, but technology let me down there momentarily.
It always does.
But
it always does.
It does.
I swear to God, I had one of those doorbells where you can see people coming up to the door. Never worked once.
Really?
It told me nobody called over a period of a week. Couldn't believe it.
Well, so that is definitely a fault.
Definitely broke.
But anyway, this did come in.
Morning, PJ and Jim. Just have a little question here for Jakey Boy Stevens. Just wondering, is he going to enter the World Karaoke Championships again as a duet this time? Maybe singing the team tune to Minder.
Interesting.
What's wrong with his voice? That man's got a funny voice.
He's got
a very funny voice. Maybe doing the thing again, he said.
Yes, he did say that.
You should go to an orthodontist to see if your teeth are fitting the right way in the mouth. Somewhere.
Right. So what would you consider re-entering the... I don't know what he means by a duet there. I'm assuming that's... Actually, I could come to that. I think that might be... I think I know where you might be going with that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Minder theme?
As in the TV show?
Yes.
No, never heard of it.
Right.
But I would do... I'm open to any ideas. Yeah,
right.
I'm open to any ideas.
So you haven't completely ruled out... Because in fairness, you do have...
I haven't ruled out show business by its entirety, no.
Right. Because you do have, like, you're singing... You've gone... You know, we played Ordinary Day.
Yeah.
Of course, you did have Merry Christmas, Jakey Boy. That Christmas song that was released after Christmas.
That's right. What a mistake.
Where you were let down by your record label.
What a mistake to make. Yeah. Unbelievable. The record label put my single out on the 12th of January instead of the 12th of... Or the 1st of December, which is crazy. Just because I wrote the form wrong, they said that was a reason.
Right.
You swear to God, if everything I did went wrong, then it would all go wrong.
That, very well said.
Do you understand?
That's very well said.
How is anyone supposed to fill in a form on their own anyway?
Correct.
You need a professional.
Madness. Absolute madness.
I don't have a full-time professional. I am a full-time professional.
Right. So you haven't ruled out singing. Although, I don't know whether necessarily this kind of singing would be yours.
How are you, lads? Any chance of asking Jake to sing You'll Never Walk Alone for us this morning?
Yeah, no.
Don't mind.
Of course.
Make me day. Cheers, lads.
I wouldn't advise that.
In the park, and you're an Everton fan, don't listen to the noise of the crowd, because they'll drive you mad. They're the worst you've ever had. Something like that. I can't remember the lyrics.
Yeah, are you sporty? I never remember you being sporty.
I don't understand the point of sport.
You don't
understand? I don't understand the point of sport.
Okay.
What's the point of sport?
Yeah.
It's no rules. Tennis, there's only two people, and football, there's 14. I don't get it. How many people playing a game of rugby? About 150 people. What a pointless exercise.
Right.
They could be out feeding people or something. They could be out serving tables. I don't understand the point of sport. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Huge men that don't even fit in buses and they put 30 of them into a bus together. Huge men. I don't know if it's just something to give. If it just gives people something to do, I think.
I think that is the kind of focus of it, all right.
Yeah, what's the point? It's outrageous. And then what happens then? You get people coming up with things like cricket. Those people could be scientists that are out there wiggling the bat on the teriyaki, or whatever they call a cricket pitch.
Right. Fair point. I'd never really thought of it like that. I suppose, yeah, it can be quite a complicated game, cricket.
And don't even get me started on Americans. Yeah. 750 people play in an American football team.
Yeah.
They could be making the world a better place.
Sorry, I'm distracted by the amount of people who want to ask you questions. For example, and here's an interesting one. I think this may be where the duet question was going earlier on. Somebody wants to know whether or not you've ever had any contact with the Dirty L one in the course of the 20 years that have passed since Naked Camera kind of, you know, first launched you both. And also, they want to take it further than that. They want to know if you ever had any form of... how would you describe this delicately? Contact with the Dirty Elwyn, if you were ever on the receiving end of her particular amorous intentions.
Oh, I'm very sad to say that it's been 20 years and she's no longer with us, but thankfully...
She's no longer with us, is she?
No, but thankfully after meeting me, she did die with a smile on her face.
Right. That's bittersweet then, I suppose, really, is the best way to describe that.
What a weekend that was. I'll tell you something. To use her own words... She treated me like a pack of the crisps. That flavour was long out of date.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. 28 minutes to 10 o'clock. We're still, thankfully, in the company of the brilliant Jake Stevens. He's still with us. We're celebrating 20 years, of course, since the first broadcast of Naked Camera. I think it's fair to say, Jake, I'm sure you wouldn't disagree that, you know, I mean, there was a number of stars came from Naked Camera, but I think... You know, it's fair to say you were the biggest.
I think it's more than fair to say that I was the biggest.
Yeah. I don't suppose you ever have any... I mean, we've established that the... It came as a bit of a shock to me, I have to say, that the Dirty Elman had passed.
I have to say, though, big shout out to the other two people that were there. And they were important people.
Wow. I'm sure they'll appreciate that shout out.
Oh, sorry, though. Their second names. There you go.
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you for making me famous. Appreciate it.
Still so many questions coming in. So many questions, Jake. So many questions.
Yeah, what have you got?
Interesting. This is a very specific question from one particular Naked Camera episode.
How are you, Jake? Alan Stevens here. Tell me this. Do you actually think they poisoned the bananas?
There you go.
Did poison the bananas. Anyone who knows who he's talking about will know that they absolutely poisoned the bananas. Don't eat bananas. They're very bad for you. Eat chocolate bars instead. Got that advice from a doctor. Well, a doctor. I met him in prison.
Right. Okay.
I didn't even know I was in prison. I thought I was renting an apartment until my burglar wasn't allowed to leave.
Wow. That's extraordinary. And what about this? I don't know. This might jog your memory as well.
Hi Jake, hi Jim, it's Ava here. I was on Naked Camera. I didn't make the final cut, but Jake, you came into me in Jervis Street in the gadget shop, and it was quite the experience. It was an absolute pleasure to meet you. I was just wondering, did you ever settle down? Did you find a wife? And where do you live? I have so many questions. Also, you don't whistle as much as you used to.
Wow.
Do you still carry the paper around?
God, I tell you something. Ava really does have so many questions.
A lot of questions.
Very good questions there. First of all, do you remember Ava?
I do, absolutely. And I'm sorry you never made the final cut. The problem was I was shoplifting at the time.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I obviously can't tell you where I live. Well, you know, because...
But are you resident here in Ireland or are you resident abroad?
I live in... mind your own business.
Excellent.
Avenue up lane. So there you go.
Right, take it out.
You don't mind, I have privacy sometimes.
Did you ever meet, was there anybody special ever entered your life? Was there ever a potential Mrs. Stevens on the horizon or Mr. Stevens or whatever?
Some people have come and gone. Mostly gone.
Right.
They're still gone. In fact, two of them moved in together. I wish them well. I wish them well, but I hope they're not happy.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, I not to be kind of, you know, I don't want to take the limelight away from you at all, in any respect, but...
So don't do it.
Well, I was just wondering...
Why are you going to even talk? What's
I was just going to ask, though, have you ever... we were delighted that you agreed to come on the show. We're just wondering, have you ever actually... Have you ever listened to the show? Did you ever listen to this radio show?
I listened to the show a couple of times. I was a whole week when I was forced to listen to it. And I learned less in that week than I did in my whole life in forehand. And that was a pretty unadventurous life. Probably the most two quarter wits wobbling on about completely inane rubbish for 4 hours every day.
Yeah.
My God, I don't know how they get away with it. I don't even know where they are. I mean, the other fellow is absolutely
I'm here.
Well, you're insane for letting them into the place. And I have to say, it's not my kind of show, but great music. Absolutely great music.
Right.
But as you know, I'm more into current affairs.
Right.
I'm really, really interested in what's happened with the miner strikes in England at the moment. I have to say, it's been a while since I checked it.
Yeah. I'd say that probably got resolved in the end. Now, the only reason I ask would you ever listen to the show was, I don't know, there's a question here that came in from somebody who's a bit of a sort of a celebrity listener for us. He calls himself the Bomber.
Oh, I've heard about him.
Have you heard about
him?
Yes, I've
heard about him.
Because it's interesting. Glad that is the case, because he was curious. PJ doesn't like him. He's kind of a bit of a nemesis for PJ. He wouldn't be a fan of him. But he was just wondering if you know, maybe if you were in, you know, PJ's position,
yeah,
might you like the Bomber?
Let me tell you something about the Bomber. He's probably the most inefficient, daft, crazy human being with a terrible taste in music and an even worse taste in football teams. He can't spell, he can't write, and socially, he's absolutely awful. He's my kind of a guy.
Wow.
I really like him.
So you reckon you could get along?
Birds of a feather lie down together, and I definitely like to lie down with you. I in a perfectly normal setting.
Of course, nobody could question that. Paul has been on a somewhat related kind of topic. He has a question.
Ask him what he thinks of PJ Gallagher. Huh? Is he funny?
Well, that is a question. So I think you've established what you feel about the show.
Yeah.
Were you aware of PJ? Because PJ had quite a lot of success, kind of, you know.
This is a very difficult question to answer. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to say it to you in one word. He's a flute.
Right.
That's about it.
Okay. Didn't turn out to be that difficult, really. You know,
very difficult in question.
I'm only mentioning it because, you know, obviously PJ went on to do a lot of other things, including...
Most certainly did.
Are you familiar with the Young Offenders?
Yes. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
In particular, maybe the Christmas special, that got a lot of notoriety.
What an absolutely terrible show that is. Has anyone even seen it? God-awful, terrible jokes by complete whack jobs. It's not even set in Dublin. Imagine making a show that's not set in Dublin.
Yeah, it's Cork, actually. Yeah.
Where's Cork? Where is it? Is it even in Ireland? Probably not. Some Scottish town full of lunatics running around and robbing bicycles. A celebration of crime, and not even the fun crimes I like to commit. Crimes that nobody's into. Absolute terrible show.
Wow, okay.
Unbelievable. Right. Never, ever seen anything like it. There's one that the Happy Girls or something that's set up north. That's okay. But once again, not my type of thing. And for a start, how's it going to be good? I'm not even in it.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. It is Morning Glory with the Show My Cars. The low-cost car insurance specialist. Very special Monday for us. We're in the company of the brilliant Jake Stevens. He's still with us.
So I have to go. I'm in a rush.
Well, if you could just hang on for a few more minutes. Because there's still so many questions to try and get through. Obviously, we're celebrating 20 years of Naked Camera. It's the anniversary this year, the first broadcast and all this. This very month, Jake, I believe.
This very month, yeah, apparently so. Yeah.
When you burst onto the scene, you became an international superstar.
So I hear. I've never seen the show. I'm waiting until it gets popular.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but there's many questions about what's
here
been going
on. That's what I was told. I was told I was really good in it.
A lot of people interested in your personal life. We established that there isn't somebody special, or there isn't a current Mrs. Stevens or Mr. Stevens or anything. Barry's curious if you're on Tinder.
Tinder?
It's a sort of an online dating thing.
No, like where you... Oh, no, don't do any of that.
No, it's not illegal.
No. You know what they have there? A lot of them are run by gangsters, and they get you in.
Really?
Because you think you're getting and then you get a...
Oh.
Don't get into that.
Right.
Especially not on the internet variety. I know a fella, he tried to meet a wife that way. Whoa, didn't work out. You know, cost him a lot of money, too.
Oh, one of them. All right, okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So you're more of a face-to-face kind of person, are you?
Well, I'm more of a... I like a blind date, if I can get one. It's hard, though. You know, because if when you say to someone, just call up to the house and I'll ask you a series of questions and decide if I'll open the door, they tend not to agree to it.
Well, yeah.
But that's the way
it's quite restrictive.
You look through the eye hole, you say, who the hell are you? And they go, I'm the person for the date. And you go, okay, I have a series of questions I'd like to put to you right now that I have to ask you.
Right.
If you get 5 out of 10, which I think is reasonable, I'll open the front door.
And take it from there.
Well, I'll go out. Oh, you're not coming in. We'll go out. I'll take you out. I'll let you buy me a ticket to the zoo.
Do you have a type as such? Would you have a type? Would you have somebody who...
Yeah, I do. Really do, yeah. Smart and good looking.
Right.
And likes to buy me chips.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people feel they could work with that.
Getting the chips is easy. The rest has been difficult. I've started to find out.
Right. Also, a lot of people
probably all on that tender that you're talking about.
Tinder. The other interesting part is that obviously now that because you've been in showbiz for so long, a lot of people wondering whether you ever could go back to a normal job like a taxi driver, or we've even had somebody wondering whether you'd be a building site safety officer.
I'm very proud to say I've never had a normal job.
Right.
Very proud to say it. Yeah. And it's amazing I've never had a normal job because I've applied for thousands of them. Literally thousands. Sometimes hundreds in a week. And I've never had one.
Never.
I think it's a great accomplishment. How many other people can do that, can get away with it for that long?
Right.
Honest to God.
Okay.
I went into the, last time I was talking to the person that gives me money, they said, this is unbelievable. Oh, absolutely unbelievable that you can do it.
Are you are you technically unemployed at the moment?
No, definitely not. No, work. I just don't really understand what it is I'm supposed to do. Much like the other fella that comes in here every day. Hasn't a clue what's going on, but for some reason, you just keep having him around.
All right. So, yeah. I mean, you obviously, like, I don't want to... You're not involved in the black economy or anything, or... You know what I mean? You're not involved in...
No, can't get into it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand.
I asked the local gangsters if there was anything I could do that wasn't illegal. They told me I was an idiot. I says, I'm the idiot. We'll be seeing who's laughing when you go to jail. It's been 10 years. Well, I know it's coming.
Wow. The other thing I forgot to
name who the gangster is, but One-Eyed Willie or something his name is. Maybe that was the Goonies.
I never checked in with you earlier on when we were talking about, your trip to, was it Finland? Finland for the karaoke.
For the karaoke championships, yeah. In which I took part.
But I never actually established, where is your musical taste? Where does your musical taste lie? What do you lean towards? What would be, you do like the music here at Radio Nova.
I do.
Is there anything we could be kind of, anything you'd like to hear us add to the...
Mostly my own stuff. I'd love you to play my stuff, because it's very good. My new single. And then...
The new single
I made 20 years ago that nobody's ever heard. I like that song. That's mostly my favourite song.
Right.
Outside of that, I like classics, I like good, real rock classics. Proper rock classics. Johnny Logan and Michael Bolton. And people like that. People who should be writing the new songs today. Those are the people. Any man who can wear leather pants in his 70s is the type of guy I want at my dinner table. Any man who can wear a cheetah-coloured waistcoat with no T-shirt while holding a guitar and be probably 66 years old and have a free bus pass, that's the type of guy you can trust to write a rock ditty.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim, and of course Jake Stevens. It's been an absolute pleasure, Jake.
I wish I could say the same. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for that.
Thank you very much for having me.
Just marking the 20th anniversary of Naked Camera.
Yeah.
So many great memories for so many people.
What a show!
This one.
What a show! No, Naked Camera.
Oh, right.
What a show! This one too. And well done. Well, it's just got a lot better. And we'll say that Naked Camera. Don't forget. Never broke any records or anything, but there you go.
Right.
Well, it did for a week. I think it was the number one watch show for a week. And then those two trolls, Podge and Rog, beat it.
Right.
Kept the record forever.
Okay. So, I suppose the only thing to say, apart from thank you, obviously, for coming in to share it with us, is kind of what the future holds. Obviously, you did mention earlier on that slightly unusual business idea about getting people to...
Chat JK. So if you see me on the street, please don't be afraid. Come up and say hello and give me a couple of quid. Would really appreciate that. Oh, and it's great to be on the show, in all seriousness.
So is there more potential showbiz? Like, will people have the chance to maybe see or hear you again in the future? Or?
I think so. To be honest, I was going to say when I came here today, absolutely no way. But when I come here today, I see Jim McCabe here and he's still doing it. Think to myself, well, if he can do it, a big hairy back on him, and he's not even really trying, he looks like he's nearly dead. Well, if he can do it, then why can't I? So thanks for the inspiration.
Yeah, and thank you.
A recommendation for a good doctor, I have a great fella. He's kept me alive through all sorts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I think he'd work miracles with you, to be honest with you.
That's a relief. Yeah. That is a relief.
Honestly, look, he'd take years off you. In a week, you'd look 70.
Well, listen, thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's been an absolute pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much.
It's time, sadly, for us to go. We have to let you know, the next guy come along.
Yeah, I hope the next guy is dressed a bit better instead of this football hooligan I have sitting in front of me. Gentlemen, an absolute gentleman. Don't let his looks deceive you. He's not a thug. He just looks like a thug. He's actually an absolute gentleman. So please be nice to this guy if you see him around the place. Just don't offer him a tattoo. He really doesn't need it.